quite a lot of us have been burnt here over the weekend, and I do have sunburn too.
Yep.
But the first day I had a hat and sunscreen on, and my lips just broke out in these blisters. These feel more like chemical burns.
Yep.
And these lips, some of the old, it's just not affecting everyone the same. Obviously, all our bodies are different.
Yep.
So there were people in a first aid tent that were holding their ground because they had sick people there. And they've got the blue shirt police that were fairly friendly.
Yeah.
In under the circumstances. And then you've got these other black ones. Our country's in distress. The fucking show is not as important as our parliament being taken over by foreign corporate entities. And these people are protecting the show instead of us. So I don't know what happened to that woman. These evil men in black got her. She was on her knees peacefully, and they're just yelling and screaming at her. They've got the dog going. I don't know if the dog got her, but one woman, I could have taken her down on my own. Not fucking 10 guys. I don't know, you know, like 6 guys on this woman.
Yep.
And a fucking dog threatening her as well. It's just too much for our Australian people, and we're all cooked. We're literally fried. Did I think I'd ever want to talk on a camera looking like this?
Yeah.
People need to see this. Some of the old people, we've tell everyone that you can just to take a photo, so we've got that evidence of, like,
yeah,
this is something not natural. We don't know if they're using weapons against their own people, is what it seems like. And just watching that is something to watch it on TV, but to see it.
To actually experience something like that.
Protesters, the Australian people who have come to petition their government,
yep,
for help, because they're under duress from corporations, with thugs, from medical mafia, with do against love. They only know how to work against hate, hatred and violence, and all we bring is love, and they don't know what to do, and we're going to keep bringing that love back.